Vegas. Spankwagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
My God! It's Friday night. And you know what that means, don't ya? The internet is full of gullible motherfuckers, and they're called Spankwagon listeners, baby! Tonight, we got Dr. Odds in the house from another LV Rock show, View from Vegas. If you're into gambling, gaming, sports wagering, that's a guy you want to listen to. He'll win you one cold turkey sandwich a week. I have nothing funny further to say, so I better hand it over to the real funny people. Let me bring up their mics. Let me introduce first the Big Daddy Decaf.
What's going on, y'all?
And finally, Douchebag.
Eat the peanuts out of my shit.
Oh, they're tasty, too. It's Nicotine nuts.
Oh.
You ever have Nicotine nuts, man?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I had Brazil nuts. Motherfucker.
Those weren't Brazil nuts. They were tranny testicles.
Oh, shit. Wait. We got a phone call already? Oh, I'm curious. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies and gents. It's your guy's favorite fucking filmmaker, Mikey V. PPP.
Jesus, what? You just waiting on the phone for us to start? Are you a fucking stalker now?
No, my friend. The drawing was at 6:30, and we just got out, and I figured you guys want to know what we're having to use in the film.
All right, let's remind everybody who was listening last week what you're doing.
I am the meanest movie-making motherfucker in Las Vegas, and I'm currently in the fifth annual 48-hour film project.
Yeah,
and,
meanest motherfucker,
just got everything we need to use in the movie, so I'll spit it out whenever you guys are ready.
What they do is they give you guys a genre, a line of dialogue, and a prop that you have to use, correct?
And a character.
All right. Mikey, what is your assignment this year?
Well, I lucked out because one of the options was musical western.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't get that.
Oh.
I would have loved to have seen that.
That would have been shitty on my end. No, I got the same that I had before for Downward Dog, which was thriller suspense.
Very cool.
All right. So what's your line of dialogue?
The line of dialogue is, just remember, you didn't hear that from me.
All right.
That's kind of cool.
The prop is a plate, and the character is James or Jane Switzer, an electrician.
I think you've got yourself a serial killer on your hands, my friend.
Oh, well, check this out. You know what's even funnier? Speaking about Universal Waves you touched on last week.
Yeah.
I was with Mistress Rowan last night picking up an electric box.
Oh, nice. Wait. Bring the music down, Trench. You were with a dominatrix picking up an electric box?
Yes. It was for a client. It was for a client she had.
Just
today.
Admit, dude. So it was for you.
She's somewhere currently zapping an Indian man's balls.
Wow. Just admit it was you, dude.
Wow.
Say what now?
Just admit it was you.
No, I wish. No, she actually tested it out on my arms and my hands, like, later. That was very weird.
Did you get hard?
No, but she makes me hard. So
it's a payoff some way, one way or another. It's a perk.
Oh, God. Cookie says cock and ball torture.
Ah, no, Cookie.
That's why I love Cookie. Cookie's just as fucked as I am.
Put those motherfuckers in a vice.
Well, gents, you know, I'd like to bring her with me next week. So if you guys are down, I'll have her come. She has presents for you, too.
Uh-oh.
And it's not as cool as a spank whack and speculum, but I know what it is. And if you guys want me to ruin the surprise,
No. Keep it a surprise. Right. We would love it.
That's my job.
We would love it if you and Mistress Rowan came back last week. We want to hear all about the film project. We want to hear about all about what she does. And we want to see her beat Trench in the studio.
Wait, what?
Shut up, bitch. You're going to take it and like it.
Like a man.
Like a man. You know what, motherfuckers? You guys are so awesome. I've been pushing you guys all week, and I have people who will come up to me and say .net.
I've started getting MySpace messages that say .net. Drink, bitch. Oh, my
also,
God.
Also, Mr. Sherowen says she can get all of her subbies to listen to you guys next week. So.
Sweet.
That'd be fantastic.
It might be a mistress dominatrix proclamation to listen to Spankwagon.
That'd be fantastic. All right, Mikey. Well, we look forward to seeing you next week after your film festival. Again, one more time, give out the MySpace page.
Mikey V. Shit, I always do that first.
Yes, you do.
I'm just so in love with myself. I just got to say my name first.
We could tell, my friend. We could tell.
MySpace.com/MikeyVPCP. This year we're in session C. So if you want to catch us at the Palms this week, it'd be Thursday at 7 is when when our group is getting screened.
All right. So there you go. At the Palms.
What's it getting screened for?
Pepsi. I'm going to drop that out there. I should name my movie that now. Thanks, guys. Pepsi is going to be my thriller suspense.
There you go.
Oh, shit, is it positive?
All right, Mikey, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a good one, guys.
You too, man. Awesome. Mikey V, PCB, was guest last week. We'll be here next week. And, you know, he was speaking about his dominatrix friend. Finally checked out her website.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, hot and Irish.
Yeah, dude. So it's
I want to just kick my ass, so don't ya? No, I don't think that's...
Yeah, shut up. You're coming in your shorts right now. Shut up.
It's better than coming in your shorts.
That's true.
I know what...
But we know you come into decafs.
I know what I wanted to talk about was last week after the show.
Oh, we can do that now?
and the tobacco called a birthday party. First of all, right?
Oh.
You go to a birthday party, right? It's supposed to be at a bar. It's in the fucking restaurant with everybody fucking eating.
Yeah.
And everybody already ate.
Yeah.
By the time we got there.
So we sat
down looking like, okay, what the fuck, right?
What do we do?
All of us.
What do we do? So I did what I did. I pulled up a table, started talking to people and shit like that. I was like, oh, hey. You know, everyone's talking and shit. And then a certain somebody was all fucked up, couldn't stand up. It's like it was 9 o'clock. It was like 9:30.
Yeah, well, that certain somebody started at about 5:36. So that certain somebody started really early.
She's supposed to be a soldier. Sound like a rookie. But anyway.
Well, I could definitely tell you that she did enjoy your birthday gift. The refill.
The refill was nice. That's why I don't have the 10 can today. That's why I had to settle for the Gatorade bottle.
Ah, this explains it. Okay, all because, right.
Yeah, I gave her the rest of it. Kind of ran out.
See, such a gentleman.
But you guys all fucking left and shit. Everyone just got up.
Everyone did. It's like, okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, it broke my heart, man.
Fuck?
I was all sad and lonely. But before that happened...
Let's talk about the events of the evening. Now, yes. We were all there. I didn't know any one of those people. Did you, James L?
I knew one girl that was at the end of the table.
Oh, her roommate. I knew her roommate. Yeah, I'd met her roommate once or twice.
I didn't even know her roommate.
No, you knew her friend. Yeah.
Melanie, I know her.
Yeah, I knew most of them, actually.
Yeah, we saw you trying to make nice with some of them and be all friendly. Now, let's just paint a picture of this, shall
yes.
we? We
have to explain whose party we went to.
Okay, it was Trencher's girlfriend's birthday.
Right.
And she's just a lovely girl.
She is.
We love her to death, especially when she whips out her tits and shows them to us all.
Which you missed a little later on.
Or sits in my lap and called me the sexiest black man she ever met because I'm the only black man she ever talked to.
See, now here's the thing.
Take the advantage while you can.
Now here's the thing about it. kind of was interesting. So we got there really late. I mean, really late.
Really
Everyone
late.
Was done.
Well, fuck, it was 9:30. How's that really okay, fucking well, not, late on a not, Friday night?
Not late out-wise late, but into the event late. I mean, everyone had already finished having dinner. Right. Hold on.
White. Well, by the way, it was all white people.
Oh, it was all white people and like one Mexican chick.
Yeah. Maybe two.
And
unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed. And it was interesting to see the night's events. Decaf, explain to everyone what we walked into.
Well, we walked in. It was like a table of like 15 to 20 people, right? It was like half older, half younger. So it was like older people on one side, younger people on the other side. There was no tables and all like that. So I had to pull some tables over, sit down. And then, it was a weird mix anyway between me, Gia, you, and, you know, Trisha on the other side making kissy faces and shit.
Yeah!
Which I still can't erase my fucking memory. It's just been bothering me for a whole week. And and then the waiter.
That I will fuck your mind! .net.
The gay waiter, the fucking
oh fuck the gay
that
waiter.
Took my order.
Wait, no, you fucked the gay waiter
that took my order, and then I had to re-ask him
and forgot
to,
you.
Yeah, forgot me. I
you
had
know what?
To
you know
re-ask
what? I know why. I know why. You were wearing black, and it was dark in there. They didn't know you were still there. No, the waiter was subpar, but my favorite. I gotta admit, my favorite is you convinced the steel drum player.
To sing happy birthday.
To sing happy birthday. I'm like, that's some funny shit.
he's sitting there just, should I do this, man? Looking around. He's like, I don't know. Now, this place was a Caribbean place.
Bahama Breeze
is what it's called. Yeah. It's a nice
it's
place.
It's a great restaurant. I've been there several times.
But now, but something happened. Something happened that had all of us in stitches.
Yeah.
Now, when stitches. Trench got in maybe seconds before the rest of us. And he sat down next to his woman, which is exactly what he should do. The rest of us were abandoned down to the other end of the table.
I did not send you guys to the kids' table.
There was nowhere else for us to sit. No one else was moving. And I was like, all right, well, I guess we're all the way down here. We're the motherfuckers that just showed up to drink, which is exactly what we started doing right away. I just walked up to the bar, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to need some of this and some of that. So we're there at the tail end of the meal, literally at the very tail end. The checks come.
Oh, man. And I'm like, what do I do?
No. Hold on. Let's talk about what really happened. Now, Trench is cheap. He is cheap. Trench is the kind of guy who, once the check comes, he has to go to the bathroom.
No. I'm the type of guy that once the check comes, I'm going to see which one of you fuckers pay first.
Mm-hmm. He's the guy that when you pull the Monopoly card and you have both his pockets open.
Yes.
That's Trencher.
Well, but the problem is I'm palming the cash in my hand while the pockets look empty.
Yeah, his wallet is stuffed to the brim.
No. You've seen my wallet. That one time we were at Pilo's.
Yeah.
And you're like, Jesus, this thing's small. I don't even carry cash with me.
So the checks are handed out. Now, Trencher, of course, who...
Rob a liquor store. His wallet was stuffed up his ass.
Yeah,
which
nice.
It was.
Trencher, who wasn't there for the meal, the check was put down, and Trencher's girl didn't even, like, she just kept doing what she was doing.
Yeah.
And Trencher looked at, and I could see Trencher, he didn't grab the check, he didn't reach for the check, he just, out of the corner of his eye, he's pulling one of these, he's doing the math in his head, like, all right, it's her birthday, but I technically wasn't here.
But were you okay with paying the check?
It was only $22. Hell yeah, I was okay.
Now, are you sure you were okay?
I am absolutely positively okay.
Because it took you quite a while to pick up the check.
Yeah, it took
me
a long ass time.
I mean, not only did it take you quite a while, but let me post this in the chat room
the
here.
Chat room.
If you'd like to go there, you can see if you click on that. If you click on that there.
Yeah,
now, you've got to be a VIP member in order to see it.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You can see Trencher's girl is, she's quite thrilled, and I'm going to post this again because Vert just showed up. Please, everybody, go to the link if you have not registered on the forums. You really need to do so.
I'm not fair, this motherfucker.
Well done.
I did not take the photo. The large black man did. This is Trencher wondering, how do I get out of this and still put my penis inside of her tonight?
Yeah.
He is
studying that motherfucker. Look, both his eyebrows.
He's
out.
Doing
not
the math.
Not just one. Both his eyebrows are fucking cocked up there and shit. Like, what the fuck am I
He is
do?
Doing the math in his head. Like,
I'm not doing the math. I'm doing the laid factor.
Dude, you...
No, you're doing the fucking math.
You're doing the math. You're sitting there going, all right, I got this much in the bank. I've got this much set aside for this much set aside for that. I've got this much set aside for my matzo balls because I'm a Jew. And how do I do
how
this?
How do I do
now,
this?
Now... Trench is a wonderful guy. He eventually, and I do have to say eventually, did wind up paying the check. Trench did not reach, he didn't reach for his wallet literally until the waiter was walking up. And that waiter did not come back for shit because he did not want to get more shit from James L.
Yeah, I know. I did kind of put him on blast.
Yeah, you did. Oh, totally put him on blast. But oh now, my
you,
God.
You do have to sign in, guys. You do have to sign in and see it. That's also where you sign in to listen to the Rowdy Roddy Piper interview. That interview is there. Virtual One, if you are getting prompted this now, then I know that means you haven't listened to the interview and you're a douchebag for it.
I know. I've been sending that fucking picture for a week. For a week, right? Thinking what to do with it. So I gave it to the most evil fucker I know, which is Murphy. And then he put in my text, boom, we're going to do another show. We're going to set him up and let him walk right into that.
But you're telling me you're going to walk right into it. You know what? I will admit, I am a self-proclaimed cheap motherfucker.
Dude, I am not kidding.
I will not.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard down at the end of that table watching you do everything you could do short of running away to not have to pay that check.
Look, I'll tell you, if I don't have to register my car, I won't register my car. If I didn't have to pay rent, I wouldn't pay rent.
Dude,
I'm so
it's
cheap.
Your girlfriend's birthday dinner.
I am so cheap. I am so cheap.
He won't even buy condoms. He makes her take it on the face.
Recycle. I won't even go to the bank to cash this shit.
He still the check that I gave him. Dude, seriously?
Because not
there's
because
a difference though. I'm a douchebag, and that check very well might bounce. This is your girlfriend's fucking birthday party.
No. You see, what you don't know is what we did.
Yes, that is his girlfriend, by the way. That she's hot. Yes, she is hot.
Oh yes, and if you really think back, people, you do know her. That's all I'm going to say
yes,
right now.
You
actually,
do.
You do. Well, as a matter of fact, you've seen her tits.
Gee, I wonder how they know her.
Yeah! Woo! And if anybody wants that story, I'm sure Murph will tell you anyway. And what the fuck is going on with the thermostat?
It's hot as fuck.
It's hot as fuck in this room. I got to work on that thermostat. Now,
turn that shit on. Ask him.
I only have 3 more minutes, and there's something I got to do in these last 3 minutes. We're going to switch gears.
You sure it's not explain yourself, you filthy Idaho Jew?
Oh, fuck no. Iowa.
Iowa Jew.
Excuse motherfucker.
Me. Same shit.
I am cheap. My friends will firmly throw me under the bus to tell you how cheap I am, and I will gladly walk under the bus, limbo style, while it's running on roller skates to tell you how cheap I am.
Dude, but it's one thing to be cheap about you. You don't be cheap about your girlfriend's
I'm cheap
birthday
about
party.
Everything.
Dude, I'm a cheap bastard too, but when it comes to my wife's birthday, what's the first thing I do?
Buy 52-cent cards. And I know that, motherfucker.
I bought 23 of those 48-cent
cards. Oh, 48-cent
cards,
yes. Okay, now listen. God damn it. We owe something to someone. Joker. Joker sent me some news today.
Is it the bitches moving out?
He finally got laid?
Ladies, no. Well, I don't know about maybe, because as of today... He's a free man. So.
Oh, nice.
Woohoo. So wait, was he married?
Now, here's how weird it is. He got divorced at the same time I did, and his took 6 months longer.
Well, he was in Iowa.
And they got lawyers and shit.
Plus, he had to find some sort of reason to stave off your ex-wife.
Let me just give kudos. Let me give kudos to my ex-wife for both of us carpooling to one of those document sign-up station places. To just do, I swear to God, Vegas has the drive-up wedding chapel and the drive-through divorce chapel. It's wonderful, and I thank her for that, because what his ex-wife made him go through, it ain't right.
Ball-twisting fun there.
Yes. So this is actually for me. He sent me an email and wanted a good song, something to celebrate, something to start off tonight, and this is what came to my mind.
You sure does not kiss me, I'm shit-faced.
It should be knowing him. But no, this seemed oddly appropriate. So
prison sex.
No, that also seems oddly appropriate. What I'm going to do is take us out on this, and then we'll bump an ad, so we're breaking a little bit of our normal rules. We will
but
be back.
Okay.
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
SpankWagonRadio.
.net.
.net.
Nigga.
I'm free. Freedom chase of reality. say nothing's that simple. But you've been told many times before, Messiah's pointed to the door. No one had the guts to leave the temple. I'm free. I'm free. And freedom takes a reality.
Hush here, boys and girls. And when I'm not toking on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong, I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanisHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
We're back. Buses have been driven. Trenchers have been ran over. It's all good. Spankwagon Radio. Find us online. Spankwagon.net.
.net. Drink, bitch.
All you got to do is listen in. You too can play the Spankwagon Radio drinking game.
where when all three of us say the phrase .net, you drink.
Pretty simple.
I have a sexy.
That's the simplest drinking game ever.
I have a sexy white guy on the left of me, man.
Doc. All right, let's get Doc's mic on here.
What's up, Doc?
Young?
Good evening.
There we go.
And he's got that radio voice thing going on too. Everything we fail at in radio voices.
Yeah, Doc does pretty well. Yeah.
What makes you think we fail at radio voices?
Listen to you.
I know.
Mumbles McGee.
Well, the fact here's the thing. Your mic, everyone else's mic is sitting right now at a negative five, okay? We sound pretty good. To keep you from... I have to turn you down.
Yeah. All right,
you're a negative 15.
Give me the fucking story then. When I first started, I was talking like this.
You weren't talking.
Give me the mic. We can't fucking hear you. Now I'm on the fucking bike. Now it's like, turn the motherfucker.
Now, man.
Excuse me, Mr. Negro. Can you take some of the bass out of your voice?
Now
you're scaring me.
Why on top like this before? Yeah, so much is left.
Well, the minute we said, get on it like it's a big black cock, you're like, oh, I can reach it. I took out a rib.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. We should have said, get on it like it's an extremely large, swollen, fat, black clitoris.
Ladies and gentlemen, the more professional, Mr. Murphy.
Hey, at least I can say clitoris. You've never even seen one.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Let alone found it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Joining us tonight,
who's now emotionally scarred because he's never heard this.
No.
Not from us.
Well, he's never seen you kiss either. I'm scarred for life.
No, no, me and my girlfriend, not us.
Me and my girlfriend.
We only kissed that one time.
Oof. At band camp.
Okay, go on.
Kind of warm and fuzzy.
It was college. I was experimenting.
All right.
Well, the funny thing is you've never been to college.
Shut up.
Oh.
All right, folks. So joining us live in studio this week is View from Vegas, their own Dr. Odds. How you doing, sir?
Fine. Andy Duquet is my real name, and you're more than welcome to use it.
I like calling him Doc. I don't know.
What's up, Doc?
Now, Andy is one of the hosts of View from Vegas, which is live here on LV Rocks every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, Doc.
Pacific time. Andy is, look at him, he's like, I don't really know what to do with this situation. Andy
is... No. You see, he does, because there was the one show where you had to kind of help out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You two took it and ran with it. So, yeah, you know
we did
to
a
do.
Good job that night.
Dr. Oz is a proctologist.
What?
Oh, you're not? That's what they fucking told me?
He is, because he's pulling pigs out of his ass. Doc here, there was a football contest this year. Where was it at that you played?
The Leroy's, they had a college and a pro challenge where you made 5 picks a week for 17 weeks.
And what was the buy-in on it? Was it free or was there a buy-in?
Well, there was a buy-in. Yeah, $250.
Now, was Leroy white?
Yes.
Was it really? White. Well, white Leroy?
Yes, believe it or not.
Oh,
now, Andy, remind us.
It must be Leroy.
Who won that contest? I don't quite remember. Who won that contest?
I won the pro one.
That's right.
By one game, yes.
Hey, you know what they call a guy who wins by one game?
Winner!
The winner. That's right. So, Andy, you walked out with a prize of what, about...
$30,000. Yes.
$250 investment, $30,000, and all he has to do is sit back and watch football every Sunday.
And sweat it out, yes.
And sweat it out.
Made my Sundays very
exciting. Hey, Dad, can I borrow some money? Please?
$30,000?
Now, Andy.
Can I at least get a tip?
I got to tell you, you're a professional gambler, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I try. It's hard, but it's a lot of fun, and I've been able to.
I mean, you try, you either win or you fucking lose.
Right.
There's no way between
you,
right?
If you lose, you run out of money. You
know? So you're eventually. Still doing it. You're still doing it, so you must be pretty good, right?
Oh, well. It's always, you know, you always know you think you could do better. And but I've been out here since 1983, believe it or not. It's the first time I came out here. It's 25 years now.
Wow.
And I've seen a lot of changes in this town. But I'm from Chicago, and I do go back there quite a bit. You know, it wasn't continuously 25 years. I was back there.
You live on the south side?
No, I live by the by O'Hare Airport.
No, he wasn't live by the south side.
He lived with the rest of the white people.
Well, I was going to say, he lived near, wait, you lived near O'Hare. Was that to get out of town quickly?
No,
what?
That's where my parents bought their house.
Quick, to the Dr. Odds chopper.
Yeah. Uh-oh, the bookies are looking for me.
Now, so Andy, the other thing, one of the things I loved about having, I actually engineered their show on Tuesdays. Andy used to post his lines for college football. He was the first in the world to get his lines out.
Right, on Dave's site. And that was the second year, and I hope to do it again this fall. Saturday night I would do them and be available for Sunday morning. It's just a prediction. you know, and just gives me an idea to look at the games. It was a lot of work, and it kept me up late on Saturday nights. But I got a chance to look at the games. There was as many as 40 games that I had to make a line on. And I wanted to get it. Dave liked to have it done by midnight on Saturday night. So,
all right, let me ask a question for our listeners. Explain make a line, because I think we got a lot of listeners who are
dumb.
Yeah,
including some hosts.
Right. It's just all it's trying to do is it's a handicap. You know, you have team A and team B, and if team A is better than, say, you know, the Patriots are playing the Packers, let's just say, and they have a power rating, and if the Patriots are figured on an average to beat the Packers by 7 points, you know, and say they played 100 times, and the average margin of victory would be 7. So to even out the betting, they give the Packers 7 points. So the Packers are starting with a 7-0 lead. And that's what they do in basketball, the same way in basketball. Baseball is a little different. So that way you can bet on either side. And the way they do it in Vegas is you have to bet $11 to win 10. It's a 10% above whatever you're betting. Say if you're betting 100, you have to bet 110 to win the 100. If you want to win 1,000, you have to bet 1,100. And if you win, you get it back, mm-hmm. you know. That line can move during the week. You know, say they open the line Green Bay +7 against New England, and the bets come in on Green Bay, so the house gets more on the +7. They can lower that to 6 to try to get money on the minus side, you know, on the favorite. And that goes on all week. So it's, you know, it's like a futures bet is what you're, you know, what you're doing. It's a futures
okay.
Just like you know, just like an option or in a stock or a futures in a commodity. It's the same thing.
Okay.
So that means that you have to literally go through and you have to know every team. You have to know all the news that's going on. You have to be fairly up to date on pretty much the entire sport.
It helps. I mean, once games get played, you know, you're into the schedule, you have a power rating. There's a lot of different, you know, USA Today, the Gold Sheet, there's different places that have power ratings. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty standard. In the pros, in college, it's a lot harder because the college can vary. The pros are pretty standard. That's why I didn't bother with the pros, because those are pretty standard and they come out ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And it's just all you're trying to do is split the action. You know, so you could say you would want to bet the favorite, he would want to bet the dog. And then if the house takes the same amount of money on both sides, you know, say they take 110 on both sides, that's 220. They're going to pay back 210, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to keep that $10, and that's the hole that the house has.
Okay.
All right. It's a two-part question. First of all, when it comes to, you know, listening to the sportscasters and everything like that, do you listen to the hype of it? Like, Alex Rodriguez always does bad in October. Do you really think? I mean,
hype. That's the goddamn truth.
That was the goddamn truth. But, you know, sometimes they always, you know, hype up this and that and stuff like that. Do you really believe in what they're saying, or do you go kind of against what the announcers and go with your own gut feeling on things? Or do you actually go with what news comes out?
Well, you know, you have to look at the news. You have to look at and you just have to filter that. There's so much bullshit that'll come through in a given year, you know, but some of it, injuries are very important, right, and how teams, there's guys that are way more into this than I am as far as the stats, you know, and a lot of it is superfluous, you know, a lot of it can just confuse you.
And then the second part of the question.
Sure.
All right, so teams like the Cleveland Cavaliers has only lost one game at home, right, this year, and like the Lakers cannot, you know, they always struggle against Charlotte, and they lost to Portland at home. You know, where Portland was been at home, right? So do you take those into consideration, like, well, I'm just going to bet because I know Cleveland's like 39-1 or something, 39-2, right, something, you know, whatever, at home, that you're going to go with Cleveland, and most people's going to go with Cleveland, or do you go with how trends are, or do you kind of just go with your feeling?
That's right, no, that's a very good question, and that's a very difficult decision. I mean, there's the line. Obviously, Cleveland has been so good at home, and they average winning by 10 to 12 points. And they're about 11-point favorite in their first game in the series against. They're playing Detroit, and they're a big, huge favorite against Detroit. And that's right. So you have to look at that and say, in this specific situation, this game, can the underdog hang in there, or is Cleveland going to beat that 11 points? Right, it's very difficult.
Okay, now I have a question, and more about like you than you know what you do here. But do you ever get a chance just to watch a game, to enjoy a game, and is there a point where you're like, okay, you know, fuck it, I'm done. We're done. I'm done.
I just want to watch a game, goddammit.
I just want to sit down, enjoy a game, and not think about the numbers behind it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But still, I know I still have am aware of the number.
Okay. Okay.
You know, even if I don't bet. I mean, I love it. You know, I mean, in football and basketball, you also have halftime lines. So there's another line at the halftime for the second half of the game.
Jesus.
That me and the guy, Dave Tooley, he's excellent at it too. And the two of us are really, we watch the games on Sundays together at the Hilton. We've done that for about 3 years. And, right. I mean, everything is, you know, everything you do in life, there's a percentage of failure or success, succeeding. You know, that's the way I look at life, too. You know, you drive across an intersection, you're 100-to-1 shot to get hit, right? You're 99-to-1 to get through the
right.
intersection.
Okay. All it takes is that one.
Yeah. And anything you do. You know, you talk to a girl at a bar, you're 5-to-1 to, you know.
Well, depends on who you are. You know? If you're Trench, you're shooting 100-to-1 right there. It's good luck. If you're me, it's 10-to-3. I mean, it's pretty much a lock at that point.
You know, so, I mean, that's just the way I you know, once you get that into your system, you know, it's just everything is a percentage of of an outcome.
Now, you keep talking numbers and percentages, and do you have a history, like the math or like a strong math history, math background, calculus, algebra, all that kind of stuff? Is that what brought you into this? And you said, well, wait a minute, you know, they're off building like reactors. I can go to Vegas and make some money this way.
Right, you definitely have to have not calculus, but just a good math background.
For you, okay.
Yes, I wouldn't have right because I've tried to explain betting lines to my father, for example, never could understand how a baseball betting line. And people just either they can or they can't understand it. You know, and like me and Dave Tooley, for example, you know, it just comes second nature to us. You know, there's a percentage, a 4-to-1 shot. What percentage of the whole is that? You know, and that we know that right out. You know, that just flows out it, and you have to know by looking at the percentage. Right, there's a lot of math involved. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now there's a lot of sports out there to bet. Which one is the most profitable for you?
Oh, you know it varies. You know it really does. It's hard to say. Every situation
is a little bit different.
Yes.
But would you? I mean, if you had to pick one that you felt you had a better chance at getting right versus you know would it be you know like horse racing or football?
No, I'm pretty confident with football, and now with baseball is a little bit different. You know, that's what's so fun about what we do, because every night is a different day.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's never the same day twice.
Yeah.
And every day is like it's a new challenge. It's like a new – we're going into battle, you know, and – yes, sir.
Like I was wanting to be. No, okay, we'll take the NCAA championship game. You know, Michigan State and North Carolina, right?
There you go. It's good.
Okay. Now, earlier in the year – you know, North Carolina absolutely destroyed them by 35 points, right? And, you know, everyone's all like, Michigan State's a change team. They're so much better. They're playing in Michigan. You know, Detroit's going through. You know, they have all these stories and stuff like that. Did you already kind of know, just by comparing the two teams, how they played in the first game, that this game was going to be very similar to the first one? Or did you actually kind of lean towards maybe thinking that the underdog was going to upset North Carolina?
Well, I watched all those games in that final weekend. Michigan State, you know, did beat Louisville, and they beat Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
But North Carolina was, you know, North Carolina is very similar to the Cavs. You know, I mean, they were just wiping out everybody, and it's interesting because the line was up, and you want to see if that line, what was it, like 7.5, 8, I think, for the game. And, right, I mean, Michigan State was a little nervous, and North Carolina was winning. You know, they won the first half by over 20 points. It was the biggest. They scored 55 points, was the most points ever scored in a first half on an NCAA title game. And I did play North Carolina, small play. But, right, I mean, there's a perfect example where you had something to look back at, a little past performance, and then but yet the things had changed. And
teams, right. Michigan State became a better team.
And
So that's why I'm wondering how difficult is it to go, you know what I mean? How to either, okay, well, this team is doing a lot better than they did earlier in the year. You know, do you change it or do you stick with, like, your ball, you know, your facts that North Carolina absolutely dominated the game? And they did the first one. And they did the second one. Or do you actually give the underdog kind of a chance? Or,
well, you have to look at both sides, right? You know, you have to be non-judgmental. You can't let your emotions get in the way, which a lot of people do. I do, too. I mean, I'm from Chicago, and I kind of like to see the Chicago teams do good. But
you play a little bit of a homer sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's each game.
That's what makes it hard to enjoy a game. Huh? I mean,
now, Andy, if I should ask you this beforehand, would you be open if any of our listeners wanted to call in and ask a question, maybe get your thoughts on a pick or maybe some advice on something? Would you open to taking some calls?
Sure.
So, guys, if you want to call in and you want to ask Andy some questions. The number's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. So, and I know we have a call right now, don't we?
No, we do not.
Okay,
no.
Okay, I thought we had one for a second. So, yeah, if you have some questions, ideas on picks, or if you want to get some opinions on something, or maybe even just an approach to things, or just a question in general for Andy, he's sitting here, and he'll definitely
Hang out with him. Now, a question I do have, then, is what is that one sport that – you always seem to just, you get it. You know it, you get it. Your picks are always on, and you're confident of your picks week in, week out, or game in, game out. And then I'll say, in sense of odds, more often than not.
The one you know you can go to.
Well, I like college football probably the best of any. I mean, I enjoy it. I don't really, that's what was the weird thing about me winning the pro contest, because I really don't really like to watch the pros, you know, but I got in this contest and I started out in front, and then I watched every game, but Saturdays are more fun for me. I enjoy the college game much more. I wish they would play the second half of the college schedule on Sunday if I had my, you know, if I could have my choice, which obviously.
Had your druthers there, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. But because there's emotion involved, you know, there's situations involved, and it's just a lot of times you don't have to do anything. Like Dave and I, we won't do anything until the halftime. You know, and then you can see where maybe the favorite is behind at the half, and they're going to come back, and you get a better number, because you know it comes back to the numbers again. It's just reading the game and knowing when you have the points, but it's supposed to divide it in half, and you got to see what
you got to find your value.
Yes, and what side do you want to? You know, it's fun because then you can get on that team. You know, I always look at it. I'm on that team for that bet, right? You know, and I'm sitting on the bench with them.
Okay.
And,
Well, the thing I want to know is, like, how, you know, you've been doing it for a while, and I'm sure, you know, sports, especially now, because there's so much free agency, so teams constantly change, especially at the pro level, where, you know, like in baseball, all you hear in the offseason is, like, everyone changed teams, seems like twice within the same season, right? So the thing is, what I want to know is, like, when it comes to that, has pros compared to how it used to be, you know, like the 49ers, the Cowboys, you know, the Yankees, it was so dominant.
Your dynasties.
Teams. Now that there's so many, you know, now that it has this free agency and everyone has the chance to win, does it make setting the line much more difficult than it did before?
Well, you got to keep in – right. I know such. I miss the old days. You know, when I was growing up in baseball – you know, the Dodgers infield stayed together, what, for 12 years?
Oh, geez. Forever and a day.
Yeah, and football, too. The guys would never leave. They couldn't leave their teams.
Right.
And, but, right, I mean, we get information. You get information, you follow it, and it all comes back to, like, a power rating. You know the bad teams, Cincinnati, you know, Detroit. You know, and the good teams, you know, are New England and
The Colts,
right, every year. But, right, that's part of the challenge. You have to keep an eye on what's going on. And with football, you have the whole week. You know, basketball and baseball are every day. It's a lot more games involved. In football, you've got the whole week to relax and see what's going on. And
Couple things. You mentioned the Colts. Might we recommend keep an eye on the punter? But that's another story altogether.
He keeps on missing the Patriots. This is my team.
Yeah, it's your team.
Want
to just throw out there real quick the number 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. And I want to kind of change this up just a bit because we've been talking about the sports betting. What about any other betting? Poker or anything of that nature? Anything that you like to play?
Cockfighting. Hamster races.
Yeah, I
prop bets.
Bet on the white guy racing.
Oh, here we go. Is there a? I gotta ask then. Maybe you know what you need to do. You need to start a line of Will Trench pick up the bill.
That's.
There, I think that's a safe one. Well, you know, you never know where that's going
to
go.
You have to handicap it whether his girlfriend's on her period or not. If she's on the rag, it's a safe bet he's just going to roll over and go to sleep as opposed to looking for that crime scene sex.
No, that's a good question. I'd be more than happy to. Before I ever came out here, I got books on casino gambling because okay. I was, you know, I loved the math behind blackjack, craps, roulette, all that stuff. And I learned about it. And when I first came out here, I thought I could be blackjack, but you can't. The only table game that I'll play when I want to have some fun is craps because it's 1% against you, and you can make safe bets, and you can get drunk, and you can cheer at the table. But I don't, you know, I
yeah,
do not recommend.
Mad, they get mad when you do that at a wake.
Right, but this is at a crap table, you get away with it. But please don't play slot machines. Please don't play video poker. You know, I mean, I just... And don't play blackjack. Please don't play blackjack, you know. And any of the other games, you know, the
what,
Caribbean
like
poker.
Keno. What about
well,
Keno?
Well, that's even worse. You know, really.
You might as well just give them your money
and
bend
over. Yeah,
that's like
a 20% hold on that. So, you know, for every $100 they take in, they only pay back 80 on the percentage, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's the only reason why I was able to survive in this town is I spend a lot of time in the casinos and I walk right by all that stuff. I'm not tempted in the least.
So, craps. What about, like, roulette, then?
Roulette is bad, too. I mean, there's no skill involved. It's just, it's a 5% hold. You got the zero and the double zero, mm-hmm. you know, and that whenever it lands in there.
Explain for me 5% hold or this hold.
That's the hold that the house keeps.
Okay.
Pay attention, Trench.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like how many? Roulette has 38 or 36.
That was 36. 30, well, 36 zeros and then.
Right. They have 36 numbers on a
yes.
roulette table. Yeah. All right, now they're going to pay off at 36 to 1, 35 okay. to 1, like if you play one number. But there's the other two numbers. There's a zero and the double zero. So there's actually 38 possible things it can fall into, right?
Right.
And they're only paying off at 36.
Got it.
So
okay.
that extra two, every time it lands in the zero, double zero, the house takes everything.
House takes everything.
And that's their whole. That's their advantage.
Okay. I do have a call in the line, so let's see what the caller has.
Hello.
Hello.
Long time no see.
Hey, Vert, how's it going?
Good. Hey, I had a question. I was just chatting with some people that do gamble from time to time, and they said that the only real winning game when you're at the casino is to be playing at the craps table and to not be the one throwing the dice. They said with the proper play, you can average out ahead of the game. Is that true or not?
Well, it's still a mathematical. The house has a very small hold, but they still have a hold.
Even on the person that's not throwing.
Oh, it has nothing to do with it, sir. Every roll, everybody's involved in every roll. No matter who rolls the dice, that number goes to everybody that's around the table. You know, the unique thing about craps is you can bet the dice to win or lose, which is, you know, the only game in town where you can actually bet against the shooter, which I like to do, even though you can get dirty looks. A lot of times on that, but
why is everyone considered to be a bad vibe to go against it, even though it's probably better odds to go against
well,
it?
Well, it's slightly better. It's not really better. It's just, I'd have to
like
show
like 50% odds for the shooter and 50%, or not 50, but like 49.5%
yes.
odds for, and the same against, plus the house grabbing the double zero, which tilts it in their favor.
Right, no, double zero is roulette, right, and in craps, they, have you played craps, sir?
No, I don't gamble. I went out to Vegas to visit Trench there, and I think I took a $20 bill in, and I left with nothing, and that was, entertainment for
and
me.
That was 10 years ago. All right, thanks for the call, Vert.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
What's a gambler? It's not a guy that doesn't gamble.
Well, the thing is, you're talking about a computer nerd. Vert's a super computer nerd,
guys,
so... Yeah, get some help there. All right, what we're going to do actually is we're going to cut to a break. We'll be back here in a minute. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And you can find us online at spankwagon...
.net.
Great bitch!
Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Hey folks, Chris Murphy from Spankwagon Radio here. I want to let you know that, yes, I may be a comic genius and the ladies love me. When it comes to working on my own car, I am a fucking noob. Luckily for me, the guys at Dad's Garage take care of me every time I have an issue. Everything from brake jobs,
oil changes, all the way up to things like getting a transmission rebuilt. Even if you have yourself a little hot rod, these are the guys you're going to want to check out. They're at 3425 North Rancho Drive, just north of Cheyenne, 702-880-0992. Tell them the guys from Spankwagon Radio and LB Rock sent you. I guarantee you, you will enjoy it and have a great time. You won't really have a great time, but you'll enjoy it because they're not going to rip you off and charge you like $1 million. Tell you they had to replace some part that doesn't actually exist on your vehicle and then break something else, so they have to come back in the next week. So we've all seen those reports on television. God, I love those reports on television. You know what? The last time I took my car there, when I came back, I still had all the change in the car. That was awesome. Check them out. Dad's Garage, 3425 North Rancho Drive, 702-880-0992.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends are in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on beers, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah! Yeah!
Sound, we feel the rhythm of time. We live dangerous lives. We have the power of will. We trace logic around. We feed the engines of change. We make ritual noise.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio online at spankwagon.net.
.net.
.net.
I saw Andy wanted to do it. Do it, Andy.
.net.
There you go. Drink, bitches.
Woo! You got three in a row. Does Andy even have a beer over there?
Yeah.
Andy's
right,
got a beer.
So there you go. Now he's part of the show.
Folks,
Joker, don't put that out of this fucking chat room.
Uh-oh.
What? Oh, wait. Playoff hockey. Anybody besides Decaf and myself, Red Wings fans?
What does a black man know about hockey?
What? What?
Negro, what? Please.
What? You mean. Know hot? Wait. Do tell. Come on.
I don't know anything about hockey, man. That's a cracker sport. You think I'm going to watch that shit?
Yeah. No. Now I do.
Hockey. It's not a real sport.
No, this is the only time I do follow hockey during the Stanley Cup, and they just started 2 days ago, and now they're playing their second games. And the Red Army is what the Red Wings are called, and they won last year, and they're one of the favorites this year.
One thing I want to know is how do you fucking pick ties and shit? You know, hockey is like 30, 24, and 22. Because, you know, so many games in the ties. I mean, how you pick a fucking tie?
Yeah, is a tie a push, or how does that work?
No, they have a shootout. They eliminate the ties, right. There is a tie, but then they have a shootout, and there is 1 point given. They did that to confuse people, but, right, every game has a result. And in the Stanley Cup, they play overtime until someone wins up by one. There's no ties in the Stanley Cup. Yeah.
Now, right. Andy, with this weekend, with the playoffs going, with the basketball starting up here, what basketball? That's a goddamn sprint through those playoffs. Can you give our listeners, even with baseball, things are coming up here? Can you give our listeners maybe two or three good, what you would consider to be good, solid picks? I see the look on your face, like, oh no.
You know, that's hard to do, Chris. It really is, because every game, like I said before, you have to look at every game separately. And me and Dave are both dog players. You know, I much rather root for the underdog, and that's the mentality. And you have to be that way. I'd say 75% of the plays I make are on the underdog. And that can burn you sometimes. I mean, we always look to the underdog first in any sport.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in baseball, like I did play Colorado tonight just before I was sitting out.
Yeah, he fucking sits down next to me.
He's at Colorado?
Yeah.
Next to me knowing that I'm the true blue fucking Dodger fan that I am. I sit down, bring up the website, I'm like, fuck, god damn it, Wolf got lit up for three in the first inning.
He's at Colorado?
And he looks at me and goes, oh good, I took them tonight. I'm like, you fucking suck.
Calgary Rabbit?
There was value. I looked for value. That's the key word in what we do is value.
Very nice.
Yeah, he found it there.
And I also took Detroit against you. I know I was doing that in the green room, and I took St. Louis in the hockey at a plus price.
Well, can you give our guys at least one bet this weekend that they should definitely look at investing in your eyes? And if they lose, don't worry. It's just our listeners. It's not like they've got very much money to lose anyway. They're at home on a Friday night listening to the internet, for fuck's sake. Can you give them one solid pick for the weekend?
I would take the Bulls tomorrow. That game is at 9:30 tomorrow morning, believe it or not. That's
Holy
an early game.
Christ.
Yeah, they start. They play four games tomorrow, and they stagger them. You know, it's a quadruple header tomorrow, which is crazy. And I also like Dallas against the old guy San Antonio. So I would take Dallas
plus the points
in the first game that they play also.
Okay, yeah. cool. So that's definitely.
And I have one other. I'll give you a hockey. I hate to go against Chicago, but I like Calgary in game two against the Blackhawks. That's tomorrow night also, and that will be a plus. See, when the minus is the favorite, the plus is the underdog.
Yeah.
You always, you know, you just keep that in mind also.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, Andy, why don't you give everybody where they can kind of go online and read some of your stuff. And
where they can hear you and whatnot.
And where they can hear you and everything.
Oh, right. It's Dave Tooley's website. Excellent website. There's a lot of information on there. It's all free. It's called View From Vegas. One word. VIEWFROMVEGAS.com. And there's Dave does a lot of stuff. He works his butt off. And I give him so much credit because he's got kids and he's got another one on the way. And he does a lot. Then there's little chat rooms in there. There's horses. There's sports. People give out picks. It's all free. And if you just want to kind of learn a little bit about it, it's very informative. Viewfromvegas.com. And if you want to get in the chat rooms and contribute, you're more than welcome to contribute in there also.
And the View from Vegas guys also do a show live here on LV Rocks every Tuesday night at 8 a.m. Pacific time. and they have a podcast too. That you should probably download. Yeah, and it's actually pretty cool. I'm not a big betting guy, but I've learned a lot just, you know, just engineering the show. I feel like I could walk into a sports book in town and actually make a little money, which is kind of nice.
All right.
Not that I do.
No, right. Now that you do. Walk in or make money. So any, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And what we're going to do is cut to a short little transitional break.
Yeah,
we're
going
to take
bump.
A transitional break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Transsexual break? What?
Shut up. You're going to get cookie all hard. Knock it off.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Thank you for letting us take that little bit of break. Yes, fuck everyone calling us Break Wagon. All right, fuck you. You know what? It was a nice transitional. We didn't want to say, okay, talk to you later.
Bye, Andy. Bye. No, we didn't want to do that. We didn't want to do
come
that.
Come on, guys.
That is Andy.
BreakWagon.net.
.net. .net. Drink, bitch. So that was Andy from View from Vegas, Dr.
Odds.
He's a hell of a guy. Just texting someone weird.
Well, I'll tell you what we're trying to do because everybody watched me pick up the phone on the break here. The main transitional.
Calling you.
Yeah, Derek's got to answer his fucking
now.
Phone.
Okay, we're going to be calling you now. Okay, hopefully.
Why doesn't he just call us?
You know what? I don't think he knows the number. So we'll just.
Why don't you text him the number if you texted him?
Just call him.
Oh, my God.
You have the number. It's 451-7973.
I didn't have this muted.
I didn't say it was area code 702. We're fine.
He's too busy breaking in a new coworker.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
You're going to be my Saturday night regular.
All right, let's see what we can get here. Ready? Dun. See if that worked. Oh, okay.
Shut up, Joker.
Derek?
Mana.
Derek?
Hey!
Hey, you finally pick up your phone?
What are you talking? You just called.
Yeah, 2 minutes ago, too.
Oh, well, I don't know, man. What's going on?
Now you tell us.
You breaking in your new assistant?
Uh-oh.
What?
What? You fucking up your floor, your store?
What? No, leave him alone. He's got serious business to conduct.
Holly's up front. She's macking on with her friend right now. She's up there closing the store. No, I'm actually, we're doing, there's this con in town, Xanadu, down at the plaza where I just came from.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's kind of like, I like this chicken. It's all vinyl outfit. I've never seen anything like this. Like it's literally painted on. I've never seen anything like this.
Nice.
Damn.
I'll be back. Man. See you guys then.
Hey, Murph, get back. All right. So we got some stuff coming up we kind of need to talk about and let everybody know about.
Yeah, we got the Wolverine Weekend coming up. We got a lot of cool guests. We're going to have this awesome MC who's going to host everything. It's going to be really professional, so it's going to be probably the best thing we've ever done.
So Spankwag is not invited.
Well, I don't know. After our last event at the Palms, that one almost caused us to get blacklisted big time.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? Like, you can't take you guys anywhere. You guys are a mess.
Put a dick in a box, and that's us. So
I'm like, everybody's looking. He's like, what's wrong with these people? I'm like, well, I don't know. They're slow. I mean,
we're not slow. We're special.
Yeah, that's. Oh yeah, special. That's what it is.
All right. So tell.
How's the studio doing?
It's good. It's good. It's actually really hot in here.
Yeah, because our thermostat's all jacked up because of studio engineer. All
right. So tell everyone, Derek, exactly what Wolverine Weekend is.
Wolverine Weekend, okay, well, basically, it's two things that rolls into one. You got Wolverine, the premiere of the Wolverine movie, which I'm sure all your guys have downloaded
already stolen
off the internet
for
free.
What do our listeners say? Will moviegoers get their money back after seeing that turd fest?
Hey,
okay.
You know what? Everybody likes those X-Men movies. I've never liked any of them, but, you know, whatever. And we're going to have on the Friday night, there's a bunch of things. If you go to the website, comicoasis.com, you'll see a couple of things. But
what is that website again, Derek?
www.comicoasis.com. We're going to have a meet and greet where you're going to meet a couple of artists. One's John Romita Sr., who's the guy who actually created Wolverine. He also created the Punisher. John Herb Trimpe, the guy who drew the Hulk 181, which is the first appearance of Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
John Romita Jr., who's, you know, just a all-around, you know, Marvel artist. And Joe Rubenstein, who's inked everybody, you know, as far as the comic book world. He's, you know, he's just the prolific inker. They're all going to be there. It's just a little meet-and-greet party. You're going to have a little gift bag, some tchotskis, the real one-sheet poster, which we have here, which is gorgeous for the Wolverine movie. So if you're into Wolverine man love, we got posters we'll be doing. And that's going to be like a $60 thing. It's only 181 tickets. And we've actually sold quite a few of them. It's going to be a little party. It's going to be hosted by these douchebags from Spank Wagon Radio. that's not a reason not to go. But you know, we're going to have a host there to ask some questions and you know make everything light without having you know insulting anybody. You got to remember, a couple of these guys are kind of old, so let's keep it in line.
So I said, do your dick still get hard, sir? Or what?
do you still sport wood when someone draws Psylocke bending over to pick something up? Just let me know now.
Stuff like that. Yeah, get it all out of the open, out now. I guess Trisha's not going to make it. So
no.
They'll probably make it a little bit better for us.
especially since
James L. and Chris, I think. And then we're going to do some stuff with the one of the Las Vegas Boys and Girls Clubs, where the artists are going to go. It's some
younger,
all the proceeds go to charity, the Las Vegas Boys and Girls Club art program project. Was that?
How young are the girls?
And young little girls. What's wrong with you?
I'd like to point out that was him, not me doing this.
Yeah, it's all decaf.
So, Derek, it sounds like it's going to be a really cool night, and you'll have some really cool hosts and some really cool guests. What all are the people going to be? I mean, other than just what's going to be the surface, why else should they come to this VIP event?
I mean, for me, you know, being a comic book guy, John Romita Sr., I mean, that's, you know, he's one of those guys who doesn't come to the West Coast. You know, when I talked to him, like, the last thing he thinks he remembers, like, the 70s. It was the last time he came out and done anything as far as a West Coast thing. So, in the same vein that you like, you want to, you know, meet Stan Lee. I mean, John Romita Sr. is the same thing. He helped create, you know, most of these characters that you're into. John Romita Jr. is a great guy. They're doing two original pieces for us, which are going to have they're going to be signed, so everybody can who goes to the thing are going to get one print by John Romita Jr. and John Romita Sr. of Wolverine. The other print's going to be by Herb Trimpe and Joe Rubenstein.
Mm-hmm.
You can get this really nice VIP badge. I mean, you're going to get the poster. It's going to be nice. And we're going to have there's going to be a bar. It's a cash bar. It's not going to be an open bar, but there's going to be a bar there so you can get your drink on.
Well, that'll keep Murphy
after,
sober.
You know, after that, get to see Wolverine. And then on the next day, we have free comic book day. And then we're going to be, of course, giving away free comic books. We're going to have all the guys are going to be out about 2 o'clock. Well, the free comic book day starts at 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got your kids, bring them down. We've got Archie books. We got G.I. Joe. We got Transformers.
G.I. Joe.
It's a good time for everybody.
Now, you want us down there for that one, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I know you work Friday afternoon, right?
I do work Friday afternoon, but I can leave early. That way I make sure I'm there. So.
Okay, that's cool. Just to make sure that you know you're gonna be there. I know how you guys are, like, you know, not very professional. So
yeah,
are very professional.
So, not very professional.
I'm taking a drink, motherfucker. Hold up.
So that's going to be May 1st here. We will not have a live Spankwagon show that night.
Nope.
Sorry, guys. Fuck you all. I'm going to hang out with famous people at the Palms, not you douchebags on the internet.
So, yeah, and all you guys want to come down.
What day is that again?
It's going to be Friday, May 1st.
And where can they get their tickets again?
They can get them from, just call us up. We'll set them up for them. They'll get on the list because this is Vegas. It'll be a will call. You're going to pick up your credentials and all your stuff right there. I have the posters now. The posters are gorgeous. I mean, these are not those little cheap, you know, one. These are the two-sided Wolverine posters.
Nice.
And Holly's been, she's over here whining, one. And I told her, we only got 181, so you can't have one. And she's looking all sad. So maybe if you buy a ticket, you can give her the poster and she'll put out or something.
Derek, right. I'm going to give you my credit card number right now.
You want 10 of them?
Yeah, yes, 10. But only if... If I get Holly to snail trail across him, that'd be great.
That's disgusting.
I had to go there. Hey, you know, I don't think I need to get that ticket to get Holly in her pants. I think all I need is a little zombie love, and she'd give it up. She's still playing Left 4 Dead like constantly.
I don't know. Are you still playing Left 4 Dead, Holly? She says every now and then. You see, Holly has a little glasses on. She's got this whole like little MILF thing going on, but she's like 20.
Oh. dude, seriously, Derek, don't go and repeat this or anything. But seriously, I would ruin her vagina.
I don't think you have the ability to do that. I think you're pretty much broken.
Oh,
I would fuck with Murphy's leftover still in there.
Oh, he'd fuck through my cream pie.
What's wrong with you people?
Dude, you're saying that, but
we're very fucking right professional, my friend.
Holly's disgusted at you, both of
put,
you.
Put her on like, the phone. Put her on the phone.
Hold on.
Put her on the phone.
Oh, let's get all our listeners hard for a second. Come on.
Answer the phone. Hello?
Holly.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, darling? How are you doing?
What's up, sexy baby? What's up,
mama? Good. How are you guys?
So are you getting pimped up for this event?
I'm actually kind of dreading it because I have to figure out how to situate the event and school in the same, like, weekend.
So that means you have to shave your armpits and shit, right?
So, Holly, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Anything interesting happening in the world for you?
Not really. Just finals are coming up, that's all.
Yeah. Do you need to take some time off? You need to de-stress a little bit?
Do you need a study buddy?
No, okay.
I'm an A student.
You know, you and I could go out, we grab a drink, hang. You know, I could listen to your troubles.
You know, I could take you to a couple movies in a night and stuff like that. You know what? We don't have to hold hands and shit. You know what I mean? I'll just buy you dinner, have drinks. We don't have to hold hands or kiss. I'll just take you wherever you want to go.
That's sweet, but no thanks.
How about we make out like we're back in high school? How about that? Can we do that?
How about we dance the Boyz II Men songs? Can we dance the Boyz II Men songs? Come on, man. Don't do me like that.
I have to go back to closing.
I do believe Holly's tapped out. She's tapped out there.
Holly's thinking.
Holly
ditched you.
She did.
What did you do to her?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Now I do have a point of contention. There, Mr. Derek. And yeah. I love you dearly, my friend. Derek has been on me the last 2.5 weeks to write this bio that I kept thinking that Trench was going to do and Trench kept thinking I was going to do. So I wrote the bio, but I'm not seeing it on the website.
How do you see it on the website? Okay, I'll help you because I know you have a hard time with Google and the internet.
I am on your website, and I am at the Wolverine Weekend page. I don't see...
It's on the Free Comic Book Day page.
Oh, it's on the Free Comic Book Day page. I think it was going to be on. I thought it was going to be on that. All right, let me see here. Where's the free?
Well, if that was like a big sales page, so I wanted to put you with all the different people.
Oh, you didn't want to like you know be promoted with all the famous people or anything.
No, I didn't want you to put you on the sales page. It's like
okay. Let's see here. John Romita Jr. Joe Rubens. Hey, he's Back Wagon Radio.
You guys have the crappiest logo I've ever seen.
Fuck you.
The Trencher. Would you like to respond?
Fuck you! No, actually, it is kind of shitty.
You just reiterated what we've been saying for the last 5 years. Okay, dude?
I mean, it's, you know what it looks like? It looks like you went to Windows, found an icon for a folder, and said, okay, we'll use this as our logo. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, not all of us have Charles on staff as like an artist, okay? Yeah. Some of us got to deal with clip art. And paint. So for those of you that aren't looking at comicoasis.com, your one-stop shop for all of your comic book needs, let me read to you the bio that we wrote. And since no one commented on the webpage, I'll read to everyone and we'll get comments now. So Spankwagon Radio has been bringing its particular brand of juvenile humor and over-the-top antics to a worldwide audience since early in 2000. After 9 years, 8 co-hosts, and several legal threats, you'd think they'd have learned their lesson and just given up now. The chaos and mayhem each week is loosely... Don't you sit over there and Claude balls me, Mr. I show up 15 minutes before the show
and I still put on a good fucking show. Go on.
And do the snore bit. You realize you've become Claude, right?
You know I put Trencher under the bus today, right?
Yeah, I know. You know you've become Claude.
I did my job for today.
All right, so the chaos and mayhem each week...
I'm not big enough to be Claude.
No shit. You don't have enough sideburns.
Have a donut.
The chaos and mayhem each week is loosely contained by one Mark T. Wrencher, whose secondary function next to self-proclaimed idiot wrangling is the show's engineer.
Wait. You know, I do have to say, 8 years...
Hey, why don't you press a button? Following him is the show's literary genius and published author, James L. Big Daddy Lighten. James L.'s two
Lies.
Books. James L.'s two books, Absolutely Shameless and the acclaimed August of 77, prove that Spankwagon has some class.
It's only because he claimed he wrote it.
Rounding out the crew is Chris Murphy, the show's resident antagonist and master of all things profane. He has found his calling at Spankwagon.
I don't know. I think Decaf's little girl comment earlier beat you out in the profane.
I still win with Dakota Fanning. Join the boys each week for their live show of celebrity interviews, comedic discussions, and their own personal takes on current events. The show is intended for mature audiences. Strike that. Immature audiences over the age of 18. Live every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time at spankwagon.net.
.net.
Drink, bitch! Wow.
Drinking
well,
game.
Derek, I got to say.
They just call me the mojo of the show. I like
you
that.
You are the mojo. I got to say, dude, it's a huge honor for us to be wrapped up in this with you. And I don't know if you just couldn't get the guys at Comp to show up again or if there was just nothing better going on. But we want to say thank you for having us there.
You guys are good. Yeah, that's almost like I told Joe. Like, we get somebody who's some people who are loose can talk and have fun with it. Not the tried and true formula.
Can we do a live show back in your store?
No, sure, definitely.
Can we bring the dick in a box?
You're always welcome. But you guys have a studio now. Right next to the crack horse. So I mean,
can we do the dick in the box?
At the store anytime you like. Are you guys gonna come up for free comic book day?
Absolutely, dude. You know I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be in another state.
Decaf, you're going to be there, right?
On what, Friday?
No, on Saturday for Free Comic Book Day.
What day is that?
Oh, my God. That's the next Saturday, dude. That's the second.
Dude, what world do you live in?
Yeah, I'll be there.
His own special world. All right, Derek, we're going to cut you loose. We know you got stuff to do.
I have one question. So have you found a new karaoke spot now?
No, man, I haven't done karaoke in weeks, and I'm fucking feeling I'm all depressed and shit. I'm, like, singing to myself, like...
I know you can't get your love jokes out. Yeah, and also, if you guys want to come out, check out the Xanadu this weekend over at the Plaza. I mean, it's not bad. You want to see some chicks in some weird little costumes, definitely come out.
Well, shit, I'm in right there.
All right, man.
All right, Derek. We'll talk to you later, buddy. Right. Wow, that's awesome. So, guys, please come down and check it out if you're here in Vegas, if you're planning on stopping in. This is actually going to be... a really cool event. As much as we kind of made fun of them there, the Palms could have said, no, you're not bringing those guys back. They could have said, we want a real radio station. They could have said anything. And Joe over at the Palms, for some reason, really likes us, even though we stood him up for that Ace Ventura Jr. Pet Detective event.
Oh, so they actually asked us to come back?
Yeah, they asked us to come back the next day for that thing, and we just couldn't make it.
We just couldn't do it. Well, okay, first off, it was... way out of our demographic.
Yeah.
So far out of our demographic, there would have been arrest warrants.
Yeah, we would have been interviewing child actors on the top level of the parking garage at the Springs Preserve for the Ace Ventura 2 Jr., or Ace Ventura Jr. premiere, which could have been cool because we were kind of thinking about having my 12-year-old do the questioning, but I could have gotten her to say anything, and yeah, we definitely would have had arrest warrants.
Yeah. So it would have been a very bad situation, you know, that whole unprofessional thing.
But no, this is going to be really cool. This is going to be us in our best element. This is us. Unfortunately, it's not going to be live. We may bring the recorder, but I don't know if we're going to be really doing. I think it's going to be purely a live event. So if you're here in Vegas
and you want to be in Vegas, this is a great event to fly in and participate.
Oh yeah,
in.
Absolutely.
Go to comicoasis.com. Get one of the 181. Think about the number, folks. 181 tickets for the X-Men Origins Wolverine
weekend. That's actually pretty cool.
Hosted at the Palms.
So I know we do have to go to a break here in just a few minutes.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left.
We got about 5 minutes. Since we have 5 minutes, could we do the dramatic reading?
Actually,
you got something else you want to do first?
I do have something else. We actually did get fine. This is.
Oh, that's right.
Not quite a first. But this is fucking awesome. We did get some fan mail. This came in on their mailbox sometime
this past
week.
So it came to the wrong address.
Totally. hello, this is, and I cannot pronounce this name, but this is Mistress
Rowan.
Okay, Rowan. It's Rowan Iyer.
Yes.
Okay, this is Mistress Rowan. Mikey mentioned me on your radio show the other day, and I just wanted to thank you for providing a very entertaining bit of programming, and I wanted to let you know that I appreciated the .NET drinking game. Very fun. I will now be listening to all of your radio broadcasts, and I would be happy to instruct all of my submissives to listen as well.
Oh, God.
I wish you the best of everything, Rowan.
Dude, that is awesome!
So, and the link right now that, that I have at the bottom of the page, and I'll throw this up on the site, mistressrowan.com, MISTRESSROWYNN, and I just got to look at that site.
Douche. Dude, she's Irish. I mean, she's like hardcore Irish with the Irish accent, and she's a dominatrix, and she's a redhead, and I think I just nut a little.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely just got to check out the site there. Very nice. And there's galleries. I didn't realize there was galleries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, click. Okay, what are you guys doing over there? Oh, God. You're teaching him how to use the internet again, aren't you?
Yeah, I've helped him make the KKK site his homepage.
Nice.
So
when a brother needs a home or a change of sheets.
So that's that. We still have 4 minutes for the break. I think we can do this.
Go ahead. Are you guys doing the reenactment?
We're going to do this. This is a reenactment of a conversation I had with a douchebag on Craigslist. The guy was a real asshat. The problem is this one guy on the Vegas computer section of Craigslist has been trying to sell his copy of Star Wars Galaxies for the last 3 weeks, or like the last month.
Okay.
And it's gone from $10 to $7 to $5. And you can always tell this guy's ad. It says, Star Wars Galaxies, $5, firm. So I posted a little thing here. Let me put what I posted on there.
How old is this game?
It's like 4 years old. I said, basically I said here, I said, why would you try and sell your, you know, 4-year-old game that people can get for free? And let me, I just kind of trashed into him. And when I did, a certain someone got a little upset. Now,
not the guy who's selling the game.
No. I this is another guy. This is Chris Drogmeister Drog. The guy.
Drogmeister. Yo, give me a beer.
Yeah,
homie!
Drogmeister. So let me. I'm gonna read.
I'm the Drog.
I'm gonna read what I wrote word for word. And Decaf, if you can be Chris Drogmeister, I'll be me. So if you scroll down just a little bit here, past that first paragraph, the first email conversation is him. Do you see that one right there? Where it says, "Why be an asshole?"
Yes.
So you go ahead and be Chris Drogmeister, and I'll be me.
Okay. Well, you start off.
Well, it says, okay, so apparently Chris took offense at me calling out the dipshit who's been trying to sell his copy of Star Wars Galaxies for a month. Here's our email conversation. That's where you speak.
Oh.
You see where it says,
and why? And why does this bother you?
No. The first one says, why be an asshole?
Oh, okay. Oh. Why be an asshole?
I said, because he's trying to sell the same game for the last month for $10, $7, and then $5, and it's fucking retarded. And the Drogmeister, and I asked, really, do your friends call you that? Responded with this.
And why does it bother you? It's retarded that you get so pissed off about what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. The guy can't spell the same
as
that.
You insist. Oh, my God. Dude, this is terrible.
I know.
I'm posting about it. Laughing out loud.
I said, and yet you went out of your way to directly contact me. What does it say about you? I was openly trying to warn people about spending money on something you can get for free. That's a ripoff. You're a half step above passive aggressive.
It was me again.
And then I responded with, and save whatever witty retort you have there, Drogmeister. One, you're obviously technically inept. You have a Sprint BlackBerry. You have the phone equivalent of a Ferrari on 4 donut spare tires. Yeah, all of his email says, sent from the Now Network on my Sprint BlackBerry. Said, two, if this is your game, you're trying to sell it as worthless as you are. And three, if it's not your game, you're trying to sell it butt out. You have nothing to personally gain.
And he said, you can't get Star Wars for free, you idiot.
And that's what he said. I swear to God. And I said, wow, you're just a plethora of incorrect information, aren't you? And I posted a link to the Star Wars Galaxies website where you can download the client for free. I said, download the client, play for free for 14 days. If you like it, you pay the monthly subscription. No need to actually pay for the software, a.k.a. you get it for free. Now tell me, have you always been this mentally handicapped or have you had to work at it your entire life?
You still need to pay for the subscription. Look, this point is not the game, and it wasn't. It wasn't cool to blast him. I hate people like you who just have to be assholes. There are enough in the world. Why be one?
And I responded with, I never said you could play for free. I said, why pay for software when you don't have to? You disagreed and called me an idiot, at which point I proved you wrong and verbally bitch-slapped you with the truth. Again, you called me an asshole because I tried to save someone $5 on a fucking ancient game that no one plays anymore. Oh, shit, I lost my voice. I'm not trying to be an asshole because I have to be. I'm being an asshole because I get to be. See, it's kind of like how you're a self-righteous cocksucker who felt the need to email me trying to be the iHero. You don't have to, but you choose to. So, why don't you go back to sucking whatever penis you got paid $5 to, and I'll go back to fucking your mother. Then I took all of that, and I posted it on Craigslist.
Spankwagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
In this song, I think you'll recognize it when I start it. Let me get a chord.
One, two, three, four. always remember, others may hate you. Those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
Richard Nixon died today.
That's just plain poppycock. And then you destroy yourself.
I saw it on the news, they said.
Au revoir. Au revoir. We'll see you again.
Oh, I guess he was okay.
Well, I'm not a crook.
He was the president everybody hated.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
.net.
We're letting him get drunk tonight.
Even Clint will text me.
.net.
.net.
.net. Drink.
That's awesome. You can't stumble on shit like that, you know. You can't plan on shit like that, I should say. You can stumble all you want, especially after too many .nets.
.net.
.net. Drink.
All right, so Spank Wagon Radio, we'd love to first off just say hi to everybody who's hanging out in the chat room. Of course, Rob a Liquor Store, Toe, Virtual One, Azure Store, Bytor, Cookie, Radio XUK. Welcome back from Holiday Radio.
Absolutely.
Good to see you again. We had a few other people in here. We know Scrappy kind of popped in and popped out, unlike her tits in a bra.
Dude, her titties are, like, firm now, but that could just be the swelling. But, like, she went, they took, I'm sorry, Scrappy, I got to talk about this. They took a full pound out of each boob.
Jesus.
And they're still hitting a D cup, man.
Wow.
She was an H cup.
Okay.
You know what the H stands for, right? Holy shit, look at them titties.
Hangers?
Oh, my God. No, well, you know what really kind of, I don't want to say bothers me, but of all of it, that kind of has me going, oof, they actually had to move her nipple.
God, that's got to hurt.
Well, I can't imagine it'd feel good.
Well, no.
They'd like chop it off and glue it to another place?
Basically, yeah. That's like. That's
what's this on my shoulder? What the fuck is this on my shoulder?
You look at this motherfucker.
Every time it gets cold in here, my nipple pokes out the back of my shorts. So it is a sad day today.
It is. It is. It just, you know, and it pisses me off yet again. Why is the camera got to go right back on me?
Because you're talking. Tell everyone why it pisses you off.
Well, okay, today came in the Pirate Bay ruling. The Pirate Bay was found guilty because all they fucking do, well, they're enablers, goddammit. That's all they're doing. They're enabling people to find the shit from other people. You know, God forbid, they give directions. That's all they do. And so they were found guilty in the courts and also fined, what, $3.something million?
$3.6 million.
Jesus.
And get a year in jail.
Now, that I don't understand. You're going to jail for what? I really don't. I don't understand that one right there.
Well, let me read you the PC World article. It says, as with the case of Napster, the Pirate Bay doesn't actually host copyrighted file. It simply allows users to post links to material hosted on third-party servers. That's why, incidentally, prosecutors ended up dropping the initial charge of assisting copyright infringement and pursuing only the assisting making available copyrighted material charges instead. The court said distributed, you are nevertheless encouraging. This is written so wrong. I think it's translated from whatever weird language the Swedish people.
La.
You know, I'd rather take the African clicks and whistles over this. The court said
left.
Even if you aren't distributing. You nevertheless encouraging your customers to violate copyright, and we hold you accountable, explained Steve Chang, an attorney specializing in intellectual property matters. Napster, of course, ended up effectively boarding up as a result of its lengthy court battle, which, by the way, began exactly one decade ago this December. The Pirate Bay, though, isn't going anywhere yet. Its founders have already indicated they plan to appeal, and the case is expected to head as high as the Supreme Court. Many legal experts expect it could be years before a final verdict is reached. It took the entertainment industry 3 years to get this first verdict, a member of the Swedish Pirate Party tells the Register. If they think they're going to make people stop file sharing, they're living in a fantasy world.
And that's just it. And that's the best quote ever because, you know, you're just taking away one source. It's going to come back. Something's going to come back. Let's look at Supernova became Mini Nova.
Yeah.
And which I got to say, without that, I'd never get my fix of Doctor Who or
I have a
Torchwood
place that I can't mention
Top
the
Gear.
Name.
Yeah, you probably have a few that are top secret, you know.
Yeah, top secret.
Like, I mean, not even Demonoid top secret, you know, like top secret.
Like, seriously, if I mention the name, I'll get kicked out. Wow. That's how top secret it is.
You know, and it's one of those things where you just, they got to realize, first off, NBC is starting to figure out with Hulu. Who came out with another one? There was a new one that was announced just a couple days ago.
There's Hulu. There's Miro, which just allows you to look at Miro, sites like Miro.
Miro is sort of an RSS.
It's Democracy Now, basically, is what it is.
Not Democracy Now, Democracy Player. Democracy Now is a radio show.
Yeah. It's EQTS is, I think, the one that Trend, or EOTS is the one Virtual One's talking about.
Not!
Here's the thing about it, and Radio X UK brought it up. The work print of Wolverine got released a month before its cinema release, and people found it via Google. So when are these guys, when's the MPAA, the RIAA, when are they going to have to Google? Oh, wait, they're not.
Well, they very well may, because a lot of people are aiming for Google in various ways. I mean, again, their argument is you're telling people where to find this material. Maybe people are fans, and maybe people are selective. And maybe if you actually changed your business model to cater to your selected fans, you would earn money, you would earn some sort of credibility, and the artist would have a better idea. Oh, I'm sorry. It would give artists more control, which the RIAA and the MPAA do not want to do.
Absolutely not.
Case in point, how successful, and granted, it wasn't nerd culture, how successful is Dr. Evil sing-song, Dr. Horrible sings a sing-along blog.
It was huge, hugely popular.
Very popular. They were able to sell DVDs, and they were able to make money off of this.
iTunes, episodes, the whole nine yards.
Now, there's your model. Trent Reznor released, his last two albums?
They were online.
Online first, and you could download them for free.
Well,
and you know what I did? I still went out and purchased them.
I purchased the Radiohead album, the Make Your Own Payment
model. In rainbows.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you think that part of... Dr. Horrible's is part of it is because it was a cult classic that it became so popular that people see the movie Wolverine because you already talked bad about it.
It's
Joker
shit.
Don't like it that people won't go out and buy it afterwards. You know what I mean? I've seen Dr. Horrible's online, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about, oh, should I buy it? You know, what edition should I buy? But it's different when it comes to, you know, because it's kind of a cult classic now. It's become that. You know what I mean? So it's a difference between that and seeing a movie where if everyone thinks it's horrible, they know no one's going to go to the theaters to see it. And they know no one's going to buy the DVD.
But that's the point of this. If they got to see it and they get that sort of media in first, they'll know it's bad. Now, what's going to happen is if we did not get that early release, okay, we go out and spend money. Congratulations, they win. They get our money, and we get cheated by a shitty film. How many times, and I know people have done this, this film sucks. And it'll start off great. Snakes on a Plane is the prime example for me.
I went and saw Snakes in a Plane in the theater.
And it was bad.
I was like me and three other people.
Right. But they still got your money, and you lose because you've just spent money on a miserable experience.
Though, that when you go see Snakes on a Plane, you know it's going to be a cheesy fucking movie.
Get these motherfucking snakes off my motherfucking plane.
No, don't tell me that you don't think it's going to be a cheesy movie. Where it's different, well, Wolverine, they know they can get people because...
Because of the name.
Because of the name, and it's because it's off of another successful, blockbuster
franchise,
movie.
Right.
Yeah, franchise, now, so they'll know.
Now, let's break out the tinfoil hats here, kids, for a second. It's all but been confirmed at this point that Rob Zombie did release his version of Halloween, his remake of Halloween. He released it on the internet first with a different ending than what got released within the theaters and didn't have full effect shots. And a lot of people say that actually helped it in the theaters.
Wolverine, I agree.
I think there are so many questions about it, about how they could do it. I could honestly see the studio leaking an unfinished work print copy, and the effects are completely unfinished, only just so people could say, all right, well, I want to see the extra stuff that they shot, and I want to see what these actual effects look like. This, to me, feels like a marketing ploy. And to have for Hugh Jackman to come out and say that the FBI is looking into it, oh, please, Mr. FBI men, stop looking for terrorists and children that have been kidnapped and all the shit that you show on Fringe. Stop looking for that so that you can find the guys that stole a movie.
Well, you see, they
bullshit.
You know, they've got Bill O'Reilly looking for the terrorist, and they have Nancy Grace looking for the children. So they've outsourced all that work.
And Glenn Beck looking for Real America.
Yes. But so, Rob Liquorstore says kind of viral, and he could see that. And yeah, maybe that's what it is. But, you know, at this point, I think that they're struggling too damn hard. They're really struggling too damn hard. new media is taking over. Miro is taking over. You know, iTunes is taking over.
Hulu is hugely successful.
Hulu is awesome.
And all the studios have their own sites. You know, Fox has theirs. You know, the ones that don't. Many of them go through Hulu, by the way.
You know what the worst site is? It's CBS, man. You can't watch none of the shows on fucking.
I was thinking ABC. I don't like ABC because you have to download their player. I'm not a big fan of that one.
Yeah, but that's DRM, and DRM has got to die.
South Park Studios is a great example. South Park Studios came about because Matt and Trey couldn't get copies of their own stuff at the Best Buy near their places. They had to steal it online. They said, fuck it, let's make it available online. AdultSwim.com is the exact same way. Hell, not only can you watch that stuff... That's a bit early, isn't it?
No, because we got to wrap by 5.
10 minutes. Oh, well, with AdultSwim.com, if something's going to come out on Sunday, shit, sometimes you can catch it on Wednesday. Yep. I used to watch all the advance copies of Venture Brothers and Metapocalypse on that.
There you go. And Rob Liquor Store says, and YouTube's going to do premium content. Excellent. Yep. And that's where
Sony
it needs to
Sony's
go.
Sony's going that way with YouTube.
So hopefully they're going to figure it out. It's the record companies that need to figure it out still. And they're the slowest so far now.
And Metallica.
Like I said. You know, well, yeah, Metallica.
Well, no. Fucking Lars came out and said he stole a copy of Death Magnetic. He went out and got it off of P2P because he wanted to hear something that someone was talking about and didn't have the CD with him.
So there you go. It's turned around entirely. So why don't we go ahead and start wrapping this shit up, folks? You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And you can find us online at spankwagon.net.
.net.
Drink, bitch.
Now, we want to tell everybody, if you have something to say, radio@spankwagon.net is our email. Of course, you can be our friends, myspace.com/spankwagon or twitter.com/spankwagon. And, of course, we got a lot of syndicates to thank. Of course, LV Rocks in the Boiling Hot Studios. Thank you, studio engineer, you dick.
.net.
Drink, bitch. KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio Showdown Network, where we are the 2008 award-winning internet radio show.
Of the year.
Kind of redundant. Big thanks to Radio XUK. Hey, Jawar is back. Welcome back from holiday, Jawar. Hope you caught the recent Doctor Who. Pretty good episode. Trax Radio out of Australia. That's where he was vacationing and having a holiday. And, of course, I don't know if they're still with us, but KISS 96. We need to verify that, I think.
Hey, what about that one radio station up in Syracuse? Do they still broadcast this? Arrow 97 Online?
Hey, that's Brad. That's my friend. Don't talk about Brad, motherfucker.
I know. I
take it personal. All right?
All right, so big thanks to everyone.
I don't know if he's real, though.
Zorsha wishes he was a child. Anything else to say? I mean, I know we're closing out here. We got like 3 minutes left. You know, what we didn't get a chance to talk about this week, and I'll bring it up on the forums, is all the tea parties this week and the manufactured outrage.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll talk about that on the forums.
Did we do mad props to anybody?
Oh, just right off the chat room.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, folks.
I really don't pay attention to you.
You really don't.
You don't.
It's kind of sad, Claude. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, thanks, Claude. All right, so we'll be back next week.
.net.
Fucking sober up, bitches.
.net. That's you.
Any final words, gentlemen?
I think the final word is to you, my friend.
The final word is, pay the fucking bill, you cheap
fucker. Yes, how? Next week it'll be Mikey VPCB and his dominatrix, Rowan.
All right.
Cast your votes on the forum.
You think she'll get naked?
Probably not, but I think she'll force one of us to get naked. Yeah, cast your votes on the forum for who you think should get whipped like a Jewish altar boy. And we all know who honestly deserves it.
Yes. I've already been whipped before.
Yeah,
oh,
well. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace out, bitches.
Pay the fucking bill.
is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Hail to the king, baby.
Good sense, yes, go.